Let's stay with property issues, because hundreds of people whose homes were wrecked by Cyclone Gabriel will find out today if they're able to rebuild on their flood-damaged property. The Cyclone Recovery Minister said on Tuesday that assessment for low-risk properties will be announced today. Wairoa Mayor Craig Little says he expects everybody affected in his district will find out about their properties today, and it could be some difficult news. Craig Little joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. So just talk us through what your understanding of what people will get today, how they will find out. So there's three categories, right? So you can rebuild, yep. You might need some flood protection measures if you're going to rebuild, or you can't rebuild. Those are the three options. What are we going to get today?
No, well, they'll probably have an indication of where everybody is. I can only speak on the Wairoa perspective, and I don't think we're going to have any in three, to be quite honest. But that's what we believe and provincial information we've had. So, but there's still, you know, there's going to be restrictions. We've got huge costs ahead of us, and that's obviously, we don't want the river to flood again. So we really need the support of central government to support the the funding of flood protection schemes for Wairoa. And we just can't focus on North Clyde where it happened, because it was a miracle it didn't happen in the whole town that time around.
Craig, do you think, I'm just trying to get, are some people going to get the all clear today? They're going to get a letter or an email that says you're in the lowest risk, so therefore you can go ahead and rebuild, but others are not going to get that, which is going to mean obviously a prolonged period of uncertainty.
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of heartbreak and tears for those people who've been told that they can, basically that no one can ever build where they are. So I don't know where those areas are at this stage, but the reality is that we just can't carry on and have a loss of life like we did. It's just not what we do, and I'd hate anybody to go through especially what happened down the Hastings district.
How's this going to work, though? I mean, if the people in the low-risk area are being informed, are you just sitting there waiting to get your email? If you don't get your email, then you're not in that.
No.
Are you going to be?
No,
is there going to be support? No.
The government will have a bit of an announcement, I believe, and then we've said don't wait to get your letter. Come to the council, and we'll have maps available, and every property will be. So it's a lot of work. Once again, a lot of work for local government to do this work. How do you get? A lot of people aren't in their home, so you can't drop a letter in the letterbox. They might not even be on email, so there's no certainty. So we've just said, hey, look, our council doors are open for you to come in and see us.
Good, because this is a very stressful period.
Oh, God.
How many people are we talking about here, do you think? Do you have an idea of the number of households that are going to be affected?
Look, I can only talk once again on the wire perspective. So we've got a lot in the yellow sticker section. And those have silt under, and I wouldn't want anybody to go through that again. Silt right through their homes, foot, 2 feet, 3 feet. It's going to be the biggest thing, though. The ones who will be relieved is getting that certainty to rebuild and be able to be reinsured again. But there's a lot who are going to be absolutely so heartbroken that their life, their sweat and tears has just gone down.
But do you have an overall number for us of the number of people that are affected that are sitting there waiting today?
Oh God, well, Wairoa, we've got about 350 affected homes. We've got about 129 that are still yellow stickered in a big way. So those are the ones. So that 129 probably times that by three or four. And that gives you the amount of people probably just waiting with anxiety, waiting for the announcement.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's lives on hold there, isn't it? So what then?
If they have to be relocated, then it's the cost of the council, a proportion of the cost. And as everyone knows, councils don't have a lot of money these days. We're just slowly running out of money. And I don't want to compromise future generations. We need to get this done. But there need to be, the government and the local government, we need to be thinking as one, not saying, oh gosh, we'll fund some and local government fund the other. So that, because you don't want to compromise future generations and then all the excitement out of living has gone. So, we had Bowler way back in the 80s and they had plans and they never did that. And probably if they'd done it back then, we would be in a better place today. But just on the information I've got in Wairoa, most of our impacted whānau are in Category 2. And this is sort of like the beginning of a longer conversation with our impacted communities.
That just to be clear for people, that means you need to build flood protection.
Basically, flood protection, or it might be lift your homes. Lifting your homes, my God, that's a huge cost as well. So basically today is when the hard conversations start.
So you think, just to be clear, we better go, but that you're expecting level two for most people in your
level
area.
There'll be varying levels of two, and what that means, I'm not sure until we get the announcement. But the biggest thing is we've got a lot of work to do with the government, and I just hope the co-funding thing, they don't expect too much of local government, because Wairau can't afford it, that's for sure.
All right, well, people will be waiting by their emails, and if they are worried, then your advice is go down to the council buildings and have a look at the map. That's right?
Yeah.
Very good.
Have a map, and there will be your information on your particular place there as well.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. That is Wairoa Mayor Craig Little. Big day for the people of Wairoa today.